Ladies and gentlemen, this is this announcement for all passengers traveling on Qatar Airways flight 47.
Welcome to the Hold Room with ACC, a quick update on all things relating to airport development as well as the Airport Consultants Council. This is a new effort by all of us here at ACC World Headquarters to better engage with the membership as well as the broader airport industry. We'll be hosting short 10 to 15 minute programs several times a month. Sometimes we'll be interviewing ACC leaders, perhaps introducing new members, but most of all, providing a glimpse into what goes on here in Washington and around the country with the Airport Consultants Council. For our first episode, ACC President TJ Schultz is hanging in the hold room with ACC Board Chair Matt Wenham.
It is my pleasure to welcome our first guest to hang in the hold room, current ACC Board Chair Matt Wenham. Matt was recently appointed the Vice Chair at CNS Companies, and in this capacity, he leads the engineering and construction teams in the aviation group. He has more than 20 years experience, which includes planning, design, and construction of all aspects of airport improvement projects, including leading design teams at some of the country's largest airports. So Matt, welcome to the hold room.
It's good to be here with you.
Good to have you. So we are here at ACC headquarters, and it's always good to have Matt join us and catch up on what's going on with ACC. We just had our executive committee in, talked all morning about what's going on as it relates to our strategic plan and other activities. So what we really want to focus in on today is the strategic plan, and in particular, the human capital and diversity component of that. So I'm really looking forward to a good conversation with you as it relates to what your experience has been and where you think ACC could help in this context.
Excellent. We only got a few minutes before we board.
Okay, so we'll make exactly, before the announcements get going. Why don't we start off by looking at you personally and tell us a little bit about how you got into aviation. Can you describe a little bit your journey and into where you are right now?
I actually originally wanted to be a pilot, but I got talked out of it by a veteran U.S. Air pilot when I was in high school. But I did get into CNS, who I grew up near, as a job shadow. And brought in for a day and followed a young engineer around and learned about our business on the site. But during college, CNS didn't offer internships. And so I was kind of on the outside looking in. And then ultimately, I did get hired into CNS as a full-time employee right out of college. So I was fortunate enough to have a relationship with somebody that worked for CNS. I got brought on board.
So your first words weren't, I want to be an airport engineer or anything like that. This was something you just kind of rolled into.
Yeah, I was really in transportation focus of civil engineering, mm-hmm. Which is mostly traffic and highway type of engineering. But I got brought into the aviation sector and haven't left.
Yeah. I think one of the things that we're looking for in the strategic plan is really trying to ascertain from people how they got into the industry and see if we can find some common threads that we might be able to take advantage of, particularly as we look to go into secondary schools and colleges to promote aviation development as a very viable career option, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I got lucky going into it, but we'd certainly like to get it so more people know about it proactively.
Indeed. And I always like to say, I graduated political science. I've worked for engineers all my life. I've never built anything of substance, but I've always enjoyed working with people that actually do. So talk a little bit about where the industry is right now, particularly as it relates to the human capital and filling, having people available to meet kind of the workload and the needs of not only your company, but your sponsors as well.
Yeah, I think CNS and others in our industry, whomever you talk to, everybody's looking for people. And the challenge of bringing more talented people and a more diverse group of people into our organizations is really challenging, not just because of the demands of the marketplace, but because of the demographics. There's more and more baby boomers retiring or reducing their roles or maybe reducing their responsibilities. And there's a lot of young professionals coming out of college, but they're not necessarily getting into the technical professions as much as prior generations were. So we're having a challenge there with just the numbers of more people leaving the industry than coming in, and the demands of the industry increasing. So even if the demands go down, if the economy turns, there's still going to be a demographic shift. There's a lot of progress in trying to get people more into our technical professions. But even a furthermore challenge is bringing underrepresented groups into our organizations, and most significantly underrepresented as minorities and women, and not just in the profession, but in leadership roles. Mm-hmm. So that's a big challenge that a lot of our firms are trying to wrestle with.
Mm-hmm. So I came on board here at ACC in 2006, and we were right in the kind of a very high growth spurt. A lot of work on out in the streets, particularly on the air side, increasing mm-hmm. capacity there. And then lo and behold, the recession of 2009 came into place, and we saw a downturn in the economy and the work available. And certainly that was a time when a lot of companies let people go. And we kind of lost that generation that now that work has picked up. In talking to a lot of companies, they were really missing kind of mid-level managers to come in and fill some of the needs on that front. But then you mentioned, of course, regardless of where the economy goes, when you look at the demographics, we're facing a shortfall no matter what.
Right.
So talk a little bit about maybe CNS and how you approach this issue of, recruiting, retention in a very difficult job climate, I guess. So I guess first and foremost, you are a lifer at CNS. You started your career there. You've been there ever since. And I might suggest that's somewhat of an anomaly in our industry. So talk a little bit about, why have you been there for so long with one company?
Yeah, I've started and stayed with CNS for close to 22 years. And really, it's about us caring for each other. We have a very team-oriented environment. We support each other, and it's really a people-first organization. And I'm not unique in our organization of being a lifer, but we like to think our turnover has been unique. And I think part of that is just our team-oriented culture. It retains people. And it's not just working for CNS as a corporation. It's working for each other. That kind of holds and binds us together.
Gotcha. And can you talk a little bit about some of the more tactical approaches that you or CNS takes as it relates to, let's say, recruiting? Again, the job market is very, very tight now. There's a lot of people vying for new entries coming into the industry. How do you all approach it, or how do you personally approach it?
Certainly. We've had some of our biggest successes in the long-term recruiting interns. Mm-hmm. Now that we do recruit interns, then those folks, get to know us. We get to know them over a summer. And we've had a lot of success with bringing them into our culture, them enjoying that work experience, and then bringing them on as entry-level hires. That's kind of the long game. It's hard to get producers at a significant level in that approach. But it does work in a long view. Mm-hmm. With the mid and senior level folks, our best opportunity has been through our network. And through our network is really through organizations like ACC. And we get to meet people at, different events and conferences and the like. And we work together potentially as teammates on projects. And then ultimately they're attracted to our culture. They're attracted to our people. And that's been our biggest success point with bringing in people. Mm-hmm. With retaining, it's more about connecting to each other. And I said earlier, we really care for each other. Whether it's in a you know, a hot job market or a low job market, that continues the same. That is a continuity within CNS. You know, we certainly have a lot of room to grow, but recently a women's leadership group started at CNS, and we have had some new successes in developing underrepresented professionals within CNS and developing them into leadership roles. So that's helping as well. Mm-hmm.
So you're a Gen Xer like me, and you work in a multi-generational office with boomers and millennials. How do you personally kind of have been able to fit in okay? Any kind of observations on that front?
It's fun, really. And I'm in a small office, and we have
all... You're based in Cleveland.
Yes. Yeah. We have all those generations represented, and I find it fun. I'm currently working directly with a young professional right now on a project, and it's been a great opportunity for me. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of have fun with it, and we certainly look for new ways to develop young professionals, and we're always really figuring that out because every generation is presented new challenges and new dynamics. But it's not really been difficult. It's just new opportunities for us.
Very good. Thank you. So any, as your position and as ACC board chair, looking at the strategic plan and this particular topic, what are your thoughts as it relates to ACC as an organization and kind of how we begin to address this and help the industry in general on this front?
Yeah, we certainly don't have all the answers, but I think one thing is working with other organizations and getting outside ideas. We certainly don't have it all figured out. That's why it's part of our strategic plan. So we're reaching out to other organizations. We're reaching out to folks within academia and possibly even people that are students to help us figure it out and give us some new ideas and new approaches.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing in particular has been a big success here at ACC is our Young Professionals Program and the fact that we kind of took a very kind of hands-off approach, let them kind of run it, be very organic as to what they want to do. And we've seen that really grow quite a bit, not only in a structured way and providing content and training and networking for professionals, but also starting to reach out in some regional areas and developing some networks on that front as well. So I think we identify an opportunity to continue that growth and leverage them to help us on this particular topic as well. And they bring a lot of very interesting ideas.
For sure. They're always looking for new things to get involved with, and this is a great possibility for them.
All right. Yeah. So we have your bio. We know everything about you from a professional standpoint. Tell us something that we don't know about Matt.
I think, you know, most people know I'm a big sports fan, mm-hmm. but something a lot of people don't know is I'm a history buff. Mm-hmm. I think that we have so much to learn from history, and as they say, history has a pattern of repeating itself. But I like to learn from my own mistakes and maybe even learn from the mistakes of others prior to us, mm-hmm. Or learn from the great ideas and the great leadership examples of the past. So I really look forward to learning more. And I had a great opportunity last summer to see Hamilton. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like the music. I was drawn to the history. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading the book or listening to the book now after watching the show. And one of my favorite experiences is walking the top of the Acropolis just with the sense and the aura of that place of where modern civilization was born.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So. Well, Matt, good to have you here. This is probably not the last time we'll hear from you. So look forward to talking more about the ACC strategic plan and what we're doing here and your tenure here as the ACC board and a lot of exciting things to come.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, but I got to catch a flight.
All right, let's get out of here. Thanks for joining us here in the Hold Room. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for spending some time with us in the Hold Room. Initially, we plan to release episodes twice a month, so check back in about 2 weeks for our next discussion, this time with Larry Studdiford. We're really excited about this new project and are looking forward to hearing from you. Please take some time and let us know what you thought about today's episode through any of our social media accounts. You can access all of our episodes on Apple Podcasts or at the ACC Training Hub at training.acconline.org. We'll see you again in the Hold Room.